Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Now, 92.9 FM ESPN presents Memphis's biggest sports columnist.
You ain't got to do nothing, homeboy. You ain't writing nothing. No, you ain't writing nothing. I ain't letting him write. He ain't getting no interview.
It's the award-winning Jeff Calkins from the Daily Memphian and the Jeff Calkins Show.
I'm not getting no interview. I know. I'm good.
On 92.9 FM ESPN.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is something they call a groundbreaker. So let me first apologize to the shirts and the ties for your makeup. Cause I'll make you ugly as soon as it drops. We're on a rampage. Bubbles popping up before you know it. There's rubble and dust, cause we'll be pushing it up. Somebody say you
it's just too much. There's only so much a man or woman can take. I mean, we have put up with it from the early days of March. The loss of everything we love. Graduations, weddings, vacations, jobs. Grandparents, everything, school, adventure, dinners out, backyard parties. Anything else you're missing there, Jeffrey? We have lost.
Weddings.
So much.
I mean, we got one, but.
I might have mentioned it. Big ass weddings.
Yeah, you were.
Hey. And we finally had a little. Okay, you've lost all of that. We'll give you the Grizzlies. A little mini playoffs. A little something to distract you. Something to enjoy. Here, have this. I know it's tough in that cave that you're living in now, but here's a candle. Use it to, like, read or whatever, like... And now that? No Jaren Jackson Jr.?
But he played the fourth quarter!
The best player who in the bubble that the Grizzlies have had? You're freaking taking away Jaren Jackson. Literally, the one thing that I was happiest about with the Grizzlies, even because, you know, I'm walking on sunshine, even in the midst of the... Even in the midst of the 0-3 losing streak, I said this yesterday. Hey, Jaren, going to be an all-star. Jaren, listen, you can tell me all you want about villain Dylan the Villain and Tyus Jones' injury and Justice Winslow's injury, and I get that. I'm just focusing on Jaren Jackson Jr. is turning into an all-star before my very eyes. Averaging 25 points a game in the bubble, taking 9 three-pointers a game in the bubble, getting to the rim, dunking on people. Look at that. Let me just keep focusing on Jaren Jackson Jr.
I'm not take that for data.
I'm not worried about you know, Dylan's miscues, inflated sense of self. Look at Jaren Jackson. Look how awesome he's turning into. It is pretty dope. Guy's going to be a multiple all-star. Literally, I was in my radio hit with GP yesterday. I was literally saying, I am now convinced. And to me, this is was the biggest variable in the Grizzlies. Is Jaren Jackson Jr. going to be a good player? Or is he going to be a all-star? And I don't mean a one-time all-star. No, I mean an all-star level. Early on in the hit with GP at 5 o'clock, I said, I'm convinced now, different kind of player than Zebo, different kind of player than Mark. But both of them had multiple all-star appearances without being perennial all-stars, right?
Yes.
They're both three or four all-star appearances, I think, but they weren't Kevin Durant level all-stars, like where you just pencil them in at the start of the year and they're there at the end of the year, unless whatever. I don't want to mention Kevin. Let's pick someone who doesn't get hurt just for good luck.
Wait, Kevin Durant got hurt?
Yeah, he did.
In very public fashion?
Anyway, and I was convinced with the progress that we've seen from him, younger than John Morant, by the way, that guy's going to be an all-star. And that level, like if you've got Ja is going to be a perennial all-star and you've got Jaren who's going to be an all-star, I'm feeling pretty damn good about the future. I'm feeling pretty damn good about the future.
No, I was getting to the point with
Jaren. That's what I was focusing on. Uh-huh. Yeah.
I was getting to the point with Jaren where you can see how he could, over the next 10 years, he could be the type of offensive matchup that is just unguardable.
Exactly, because if you don't go out to get him, he's going
to
drop a three on your head. And if you go out to do him, he's going
to
drive by you and dunk on your head, and he's going to block shots. Okay, he's probably not going to rebound, but
little column B.
But man, like it was just Friday, we finally had it back, something to care about, and then comes the news yesterday that he has torn his meniscus and is out for the year. So we will be talking about that, of course, today. We'll be talking about it with John Martin. We'll do John Martin mental health check here at 9:30, as we do every Wednesday. Chris Harrington will join us, the man on the Grizz, at 10 o'clock. We'll get Chris's thoughts on this. To take our minds off of it, talk about, listen, what do you do when you're feeling bad? You eat, right? Eat your feelings, right?
Yes.
So this is all very strategic.
Mm-hmm.
If you're feeling bad, you eat your feelings. You've done that, right?
Comfort food.
Comfort food, right. And so we will talk to Jennifer Biggs. In fact, I'm going to text her during the break, and I'm going to ask her, because I'm going to put this on the schedule. We need comfort, places to eat comfort food in Memphis, her favorite comfort foods in Memphis. Off the top of your head, you have a comfort, like, is Gus's comfort food?
Is pizza comfort
food?
See, I would
is
say
meatloaf comfort. What's comfort food in Memphis?
Pizza would more fall in line with what I'm thinking.
Is it a cheeseburger comfort food?
Yeah, I mean, in the end, it's just, you know, it's like
any
carbs,
bad food that you like.
Oh yeah, it's like donuts are comfort food. I mean,
are donuts comfort food?
Yeah.
If you feel bad, where do you go to eat? You know what? Screw it. I'm just going to go have a...
I don't care. I'm going here.
Yeah, all I want is to feel better, is for food to make me feel better.
Tops?
What's Tops?
Tops.
Oh, Tops. I can see that, but I've never turned to Tops as a comfort food. I actually have occasionally, because if you just want an instant fix, I have... Nothing represents giving up to me more in my own personal life in terms of food than as I'm driving by Little Caesars, pulling in and getting a $5 pizza.
Oh.
Because they're right there. You can just, you walk in, bam, and then I have it in the car and it's me and a whole pizza.
Mm-hmm.
And it matters a lot if they're hot or not, if they've been sitting there. Like a Little Caesars pizza.
That's part of the beauty of it.
It's a gamble issue. You don't know what you're getting.
Yes. But did you throw into the blitz or did you not see it?
If you got a hot, a really, a, a, And it, literally, you can just be driving by not thinking about having pizza and 3 minutes later have a hot pizza in your car. And you can eat half of it as you're driving home.
Literally, oh, yeah.
You can eat four slices. If you do it right, you can eat. And I live close to Little Caesars. You can eat four slices.
Well, because it's always in your heart, Jeff.
And you feel so much better.
For like 2 minutes.
For about 2 minutes, and then you feel so much worse.
Waffle House is another big one for me.
I could see Waffle House.
I don't love breakfast food, but I love Waffle House. I cannot explain that. Don't ask me to explain it. It's just the way things
are.
Honestly,
I think breakfast food is a comfort food. Like, I don't go to Perkins, but I could just go into Perkins and get, like, I can imagine that
as
a comfort food.
Just a little Tremendous 12?
What is in the Tremendous 12?
Everything.
Let's see if anyone has. Ladies and gentlemen, we need given what we're facing today, we need comfort food. How about going into a gas station and getting some comfort food?
Yeah, I was going to try to give you the Tremendous 12. It's 3 eggs, 4 buttermilk pancakes, your choice of hash browns or breakfast potatoes, and your choice of 4 Applewood smoked bacon strips or 4 sausage links.
That'd make me feel better. Anything like with a biscuit, like a biscuit's our comfort food, right? Anything with biscuits involved.
I think it's anything that's food. Carby and
yeah. Anyway, Jennifer Pig's going to join us in the second hour. So there you go, ladies and gentlemen. John Martin, Chris Harrington, and Jennifer Biggs today to help us through this moment of crisis. They have not identified the moment when Jaren Jackson Jr. got hurt, but we do believe there is certainly a...
I think it's one of these two plays.
So these are both in the second half, right?
Yeah.
Both in the second half. Take us through them. Tell us what's happening in each of these plays.
So play one is right at the start of the third quarter. Zion goes to the paint. Jaren goes to contest the shot, and it was the play where Zion loses his shoe because I think Jaren comes down on his foot. Yeah.
Quick crossover and drive. Zion with a little magic, and he blew his tire. He came out of his shoe after landing.
And then play two was a little bit later on in the third quarter. And this is where, again, Jaren goes to contest a shot, and then he comes down awkwardly. He fell hard, and he, like, landed awkwardly before falling.
Jackson Hayes exploded to the rim, and Jaren Jackson Jr. lands hard on the court.
There it is.
So there it is, and it is a total bummer. It just is. It is a bummer in the long term, and it is a bummer in the short term. Which should we take first, Jeffrey?
I think we should probably take...
Want to take short-term first?
Yeah.
We'll take short-term first.
Yeah.
It's a bummer in the short term because...
The obvious reasons.
The obvious reasons. Now, mind you, the Brooklyn Nets beat Milwaukee last night.
Correct.
Right?
And more importantly, in the second half, they did not play their starters.
19-point underdog. 19-point underdog. And this is, by the way, they were already freaking depleted. And then they also were resting Joe Harris, Caris LeVert, and Jared Allen.
Mm-hmm.
And they won. I don't at all put it past the Grizzlies to certainly make it into the play-in game. Do you?
No, I think numbers would even say they've got as good a shot as anyone at being the 8th seed because they still have a game and a half lead.
So it is not at all.
And the more these 8 games go on, the weirder the results are going to be because
people are going to be sitting people.
Yes.
The Grizzlies could win two of the three last games. And then they're playing a Utah team today that's lost 2 in a row. And you just never know. Like Grayson Allen could, you know, hit 7 3-pointers. Like it's a game of basketball. Again, Brooklyn beat Milwaukee last night. So
the Grizzlies beat the Lakers at full strength without Jaren Jackson earlier this year.
I don't think they're going to be winless. And I think the odds are they will be in the play-in game at least 8 or 9. I would still, if you ask me, will they be in the play-in game, I think there's a pretty good chance they will be in the play-in game. The real problem with the short term isn't whether they're going to make the playoffs or whether they're going to make in the play-in game. it's kind of who the F cares.
It's as I was telling Giannotto this yesterday at once the news broke. It's very, in terms of atmosphere, it's very similar to the year Jaeger's last year.
It's the year that they got into with players. Mike wasn't playing. Nobody was playing. No one cared. They played San Antonio in the playoffs. They were swept, and they had no chance. It wasn't. What fun is it to watch your team when they have no chance? When you're not watching the development. You're not watching. And so what we've had is we've had this. Last Friday, we finally had something to care about back. I have not really cared about a sporting event since March until last Friday.
No, I completely agree.
I have cared for three times for sporting events now. And now I'm back to, I guess it's better if they win than they lose, whatever. But there's also a part of me like, just go ahead and shoot the horse, you know, put you out of your misery. Like, it's taking away.
And I guess the irony would be, though, I still think the best case scenario is still on the table. Even with Jaren Jackson Jr., the best case scenario for the Grizzlies was get in as the eight, lose to the Lakers, and probably win a game against the Lakers, and then lose in five.
Numerically, your chances of winning a game against the Lakers have certainly been diminished.
They've done it before.
Yes, but they haven't done it when the Lakers are in the playoffs, for God's sakes.
Correct.
Know? So it's a little different from that perspective. And for me, the best case scenario was to, of course, get the eighth seed and lock it up before the play-in game. But in the end, you want to see your team. There are two stars on this team. You just took one away. Like it. So will I care? I'll care, I guess. Like, I want players to play well. I want them to win. It'll be fun. I feel good for them, whatever else. But I can't really. Like, I was told this when I was on with GP when the news broke, and I was just deflated. And of course it's not as meaningful as any of the other bits of bad news that we've been dealing with in our lives. Of course it's not. Let's not be silly. But I'm just kind of sick of dealing with bad
news.
But
sports is never that.
Right, it's never that.
In the end, like, yes, even but, if things but, are going, if yes, there's no problems
true.
In the world.
But normally.
I hate that argument.
Well, no, but normally, it's never as important as someone with cancer or whatever else. No, but right now, when everyone is dealing with hardship, it's easier to put sports, quote unquote, in perspective. I actually do think that it has changed how we feel about sports a little bit because everyone is in a period of crisis now. It's a little bit different. But anyway, I'm just sick of bad news. I'm just sick of, maybe it's because I've had so much bad news on other fronts and everyone has so much bad news on other fronts. Come on, man. We don't even get Jaren Jackson Jr.? Ridiculous.
I don't know what it was because in the end, like, I want this team to do well because I think it very much reflects the city. And it's something good that everyone can kind of turn to. Yesterday was just numbing.
Well, okay. And then in terms of the long term, you know, hopefully it doesn't have much impact. Jimmy Butler had a meniscus, right? Is Jimmy Butler still a good basketball? But lots of players have had torn meniscus.
Russell Westbrook.
It's the same knee that he sprained before. It's now 2 years in a row. His years have been shortened by injury. He won't have the off season to just work on his game because he will be working on his knee. He should be back by the start of the next season, whenever that is. One imagines that, I suppose there's a chance that it doesn't go well and he might not be, but he should be. You don't like any pause in development because what we are seeing now is such explosive, spectacular development, that you would like for that to continue unabated, but it should be fine long-term. It should be fine long-term. By the way, and if the Grizzlies now miss the playoffs, which they might well, and if some of you are now thinking about, oh, miss the playoffs, get in the lottery, don't think much about that. I actually did look this up, if they are the 14th, if they miss the playoffs, they will be 14th, right, in the lottery. And their odds of getting the first pick are 0.5%. The odds of getting the second pick are 0.6%. Oh, no, no, this isn't true. The odds of getting, 0.5%, 0.6%. The odds of getting the third pick are 0.6%. And the odds of getting the fourth pick are 0.7%. You got that? So 0.12, 0.19.
I mean, in fairness, it kind of depends on how many games
it's
they lose.
No, they don't. It doesn't anymore because they're locked in. The lottery's locked in as of these games do not count for lottery. Got so it. There's no tanking involved at this point going forward.
Damn it. We're so good at this.
So there's no tanking involved. They are, if they get into the lottery, they only keep their lottery pick if they jump into the top four. Otherwise, it goes to Boston, and they will have a 2-point. That's not nothing.
No, I mean,
it's not nothing. They will have a 2.4% chance.
And you could finally be done with it. Would actually
you'll be done with it either. You'll almost certainly be done with it at this point. So you'll be
correct.
Done with the obligation to Boston. And the only way you won't be is if you cash into the 2.4% chance, jump into the top four, then Boston would have an unprotected pick next year. Which would be fine, like whatever. Like at that point, whatever. So, so that's where we are. It got me to thinking. What are other? Because I really was struck by how it knocked the wind out of me when I heard that news yesterday.
I don't have words for it. I completely agree. Like it just, it really, it's like that feeling you get when the blue flashing lights come on behind you.
Right. It is. It's that deflating feeling. So,
what was I doing? God.
So what? Here's the question. I was going to phrase this. This is the most deflating moment of Memphis sports since. But then it seemed obvious to me what the answer there was. The answer is since James Wiseman.
And I think it's actually pretty applicable in a couple of ways. There were some signs earlier that things were, you know, not headed in the right direction, and then you get, bam, the news of, you'd convince yourself, all right, the Grizzlies, they're not looking great. They're really only, if they win two of these next five, they've got a good chance, and everything could still be right on track, and then you get that gut punch, and it's that moment of realization of this is not what we thought.
It's done, yeah. And I think that was a bigger gut punch. James Wiseman leaving the team. In the end, it turned out to be pretty inconsequential because there was no NCAA tournament. But
just in general college basketball, when you have that kind of player, it's all for one run.
He was gone forever. He was gone forever. Jaren Jackson will be back. And so I think that was a bigger gut punch. We were talking about this off the air, Jeffrey and I, and you suggested it's funny, your view of this is different than mine. You suggested
The 2017
championship game.
It was the game where if the Tigers, it was the AAC championship game where if the Tigers won, they were going to the Peach Bowl.
And it went into double overtime. Anthony Miller was 55. Insane in
Anthony
that
Anthony Miller was unstoppable. Like they had
they
three guys on him, and
Miller.
He still kept making catches.
I actually don't think of that game as a gut punch. I don't even remember the gut punch moment.
It ended
with a pick. Didn't it end with a pick?
I can't remember if it ended with a pick or with an incompletion. It was a fourth down, in second over. The gut punch was Riley Patterson had a kick to win the game in regulation.
See, I don't even remember it, so I'm not going to put that there. I actually am more vividly.
No, it was a 51-yard kick.
I more vividly remember the UCF, the very next year, I believe it was, when they were up. Big at the half.
You were correct, by the way. Shaquem Griffin picked off Riley Ferguson.
Look at that.
Second and goal.
Somewhere in there, I remember things occasionally. So, good, nice research on the fly. I remember the other championship game as being more of a gut punch, where they were up. They could not do anything to stop Memphis in the first half, and then it just all went away. That was certainly a gut punch. Other gut punches, obviously the biggest gut punch ever was, if you're going to go competitive stuff, is Chalmers, right?
I think you have to. I still think that's a different That's a different category. That's a national championship category.
That's the same category. I think games are a certain gut punch that are different than off the field stuff. That's a gut punch, right? So,
right. But your team being one shot
away—that's what makes it. That's what makes it the biggest gut punch. But it doesn't put it in a different category for me than the football than a football gut punch.
Oh, I was talking about Jaren.
Oh yes, it's definitely different than Jaren.
I think it's a different tier. Than
it's a different. Yeah, there's no question. It's a different type of gut punch,
yes.
And it's a different level of magnitude. Not even close. In terms of,
here's a question. Because I'd posed it to a couple of buddies that I respect. What are we doing with the Magnifico catch? Because everything was still in front of them.
Yeah,
but
I don't think I
in real time it was holy hell. Are you kidding me?
There was a game when Memphis was on the verge of going to a bowl game. They were playing Cincinnati.
Yep.
And Cincinnati came back to win that game at the Liberty Bowl, and you were just sitting there with your jaw dropped. That was a gut punch. I wasn't here for it, but I imagine the David Vaughn injury felt very similar.
Yes.
To this, right? You think you know.
This team's it's their time. They took their lumps last year. Penny's back. That was some of the ones that I had written down. Game four of the 2015 Western Conference semifinals, the Grizzlies it was Conley's broken face game was game two at Oracle. They come back, they win game three, and you've got the eventual NBA champions. You think coming into game four, they're on the ropes. If you can go up 3-1, you are going to have a good chance. And then that game was just so deflating.
Isn't bigger than that the gut punch that was game one against the Clippers at home when you had the giant lead in the second half?
Or
game seven of that same series when you...
Game seven was deflating because they were never in it. It was that...
Yeah, that's not true at the fourth quarter. They were in it in the fourth quarter.
10.
They were... No, look this up. At the beginning of the fourth quarter, it was close. I'm almost certain about that. Other injuries that were gut punches. Powell was gone for a year at one point. You know, Rudy got hurt. Zebo got hurt. Mike got hurt. Mark got hurt. When Mark broke his foot.
Yeah, I mean, that injury-plagued year where... Well, they had like 28 guys on their roster at one point. Like, everyone down.
It's funny, though. I don't remember much that was, weirdly enough, because this is like the stakes are low. I said all along, the stakes are low here, right? They're not going on a deep playoff run, and he's going to be back next year. Why is it so deflating? It's literally very little has changed. Long-term, little has changed, and I think it's deflating because of the context of it, because we have had so little to feel good about lately, and we finally had something to feel good. I think that's why it's so deflating, is because the truth of the matter is, it's not that deflating. This is not the Warriors losing Kevin Durant in the NBA Finals, you know?
No, this is not your quarterback going down.
He's gonna miss five games here, maybe some playoffs, but who knows the way things were going, and then he'll probably be back and fine. This is a hiccup, an unfortunate one. So why is it as deflating as it is? Because it really is. It is a freaking gut punch. We are looking for comfort food here. By the way, someone says, Buffalo Wild Wings is a good comfort food. We got so many local wing places. I'm not debating that it is your comfort food. Says Sam Allen, it could be your comfort food, but you know there are some good local wing places.
Do they have the beer selection?
The good beer selection at Buffalo Wild Wings?
B-Dubs has got...
Is Buffalo Wild Wings like open now?
I do not know the answer to that. I would presume.
Anyway, that's the question.
Here are a few others that I'd written down. Mm-hmm. St. Patrick's Day 2018, Jeff, this was devastating to me. This was when the Grizzlies snapped a 17-game losing streak when they were on the clear path to the number one odds in the NBA draft lottery, and that really turned the tide.
How about this one? Sam Schirmer, Zebo suspension game seven.
That was a big one before the Thunder.
That was a big one.
That was
and
a big
that,
one.
And the stakes much higher. Like, you're effing me. That was deflating as hell.
And how about this one? This one was devastating yeah. to me. When Brandon Silvers led the Memphis Express back after Johnny Football had come in, he was looking great. Johnny Football was like they took Johnny Football away from us.
They did. Brandon Silvers did.
Not trading Tyreek at the trade deadline. That was
infuriating.
Just, that one was just like, are you kidding me?
That was infuriating. All these are sort of different categories. I do think probably the David Vaughn injury is one that really, probably for those who were here, that really resonates. All right, we got to take a break. We're going to come back and talk to John Martin on the other side, then Chris Harrington, then Jennifer Biggs on food, for heaven's sakes. It's the Jeff Calkins Show, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
21 flavors of wings, including the world-famous Honey Suicide, Garlic Sriracha, Lemon Pepper Hot, and the Triple J, developed with Grizzlies forward Jaren Jackson. Jason Smith here telling you, of course, about the Wing Guru and you folks in Bartlett. Stage Road is now open. Collierville, Arlington, and Olive Branch will be there soon as well. In the meantime, the original location on Mount Moriah and South Haven locations are open. So go there, taste the goodness, tell my friend Billy Richmond I said hi, and treat yourself, your family, and your friends to the best wings, catfish, and gourmet burgers in town. The Wing Guru. Order online at thewingguru.com.
There are a number of ways to know when you need a new roof. Maybe the shingles are curled or cracked. Maybe a storm causes multiple leaks. Just the look of a worn roof can keep you from selling your home. This is Jeff Calkins, and I want to tell you about Bennett Roofing, a locally owned, licensed, and insured company that understands that your roof is a big investment. So from beginning to end, they'll let you know everything to expect and how your beautiful new roof is going to look when it's done. So contact the folks I'd contact by going to BennettRoofingMemphis.com or calling 359-9708. That's 359-9708.
Hi, I'm a 2020 census taker. As I walk around your neighborhood, you'll see my census bag and ID badge. We're coming by to assist anyone who hasn't completed it yet, and we'll be wearing a mask and following local guidelines for everyone's safety. We'll be asking some simple questions that will inform funds for healthcare, education, and more over the next decade. But right now is your chance to make a big difference. Shape your future. Start here at 2020census.gov. Paid for by U.S. Census Bureau.
The motto for world-class competition has always been faster, higher, stronger. It's the same for Navien, makers of condensing tankless water heaters. Faster to install and set up. Higher performance and efficiency to provide endless hot water. Stronger with the industry's strongest warranty. All because of the copper-free stainless steel heat exchanger built in every unit. Learn about Navien's condensing tankless water heaters and find a Navien contractor at tanklessmadesimple.com. That's tanklessmadesimple.com.
Now that we're getting back on the road, the stops we make seem more special than before. Stop to see a friend. Stop at your favorite store. Stop at the places you missed most. And to keep you going between those stops, there's Shell. Stop in to fill up with our best fuel ever. Save with the Fuel Rewards program. And to get snacks and essentials that can save you even more at the pump. That's just a few of the ways Shell helps you make the most of the stop you need to make. See full terms and conditions at fuelrewards.com.
School goes on.
And Staples has everything to start the year right.
From notebooks to sanitizer, laptops to masks.
And all at amazing prices. This week at Staples, the TI 84 Plus graphic calculator is only $88 and saves $60 on the color edition. Now just $99.99.
Shop in store or pick up curbside.
School on, save on at Staples.
Ends 8/15. While supplies last, valid in store only on select SKUs. Colors vary. Limit 2. Curbside available in most stores.
From muscle pain, body aches, to strains, Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis. It works fast and you won't stink. Its unique formula with emu oil penetrates deep to relieve arthritis pain, sore muscles, joints, and more.
Hi, this is Wes McClooney, owner of the New Balance Memphis store. It's back to school and I have an announcement for your children's feet. Okay, feet, this school year you need to help our children stand strong. You need to support them as they transition to a new type of environment. Whether they're learning at school or learning online, they need new shoes to help give them the energy and endurance to learn, run, and play under unusual circumstances. They need New Balance shoes. They're designed specifically for younger feet with cutting-edge technology, and they come in some pretty cool colors, too. And when you shop at the New Balance Memphis store, our in-store fit experts will scan and measure your feet, resulting in a shoe that fits you perfectly. Come to the New Balance Memphis store to get the exact fit you need and help support your local store. We'll treat you right. Stop by and give us a chance to earn your business. New Balance Memphis, located in the Cordova Town Center on Germantown Parkway behind the Outback Steakhouse. New Balance Memphis, your feet will thank you.
Every story has a beginning. My story begins with the Memphis Police Department. Starting out as a police service technician and working my way up the ranks, I've written the story of a lifetime.
I'm Lieutenant Colonel Caroline Mason Beasley, and I'm the best in blue. Apply today, and you too can become the best in blue.
We are reimagining policing. To apply, visit joinmpd.com.
The Gary Parish Show.
Despite troubling COVID-19 numbers, from a sports perspective, it felt a little more normal this weekend. I had live UFC fights on my television. I had live PGA golf. I had live MLS and 901 FC. I had a live NASCAR race, and I had Major League Baseball on TV. I spent a weekend in July being disappointed by the Mets, and there is nothing, for me at least, more normal than that.
Weekdays 4 p.m. till 6 p.m. 92.9 FM. ESPN.
Heard of the job? Dial #529 on your cell. Pound law, that's all.
Broadcasting live from the Triumph Bank Studios, invested in our communities, making banking easy for you. Let's talk growth. Triumph Bank. It's the Jeff Calkins Show on 92.9 FM, ESPN.
How you pull up? I pull up. Step in the kitchen. Let's go. Brand new Lamborghini.
If you got computer needs, Cooper Systems is the place to go. One thing I honestly haven't talked about enough is their own line, their customized line of Phoenix computers. Listen, you can get a computer that's like every other computer if you want, but they have the ability to make a custom computer to fit your needs with their Phoenix computers. It's a custom PC, gamer, all of that. Whatever your specific needs are. Imagine that, having a computer that is, okay, I need this, I need this, I need this. I don't do that so much. I do this. They can build it to your own specific needs, not the needs of the masses, not prepackaged with whatever mass manufacturers think you should have. It is the Phoenix computers that they can customize at Cooper Systems. Also, by the way, data recovery, if you've ever been in that situation, lost your data, they can help you recover your data as well. The phone number is 360-9679, 360-9679. They got curbside service. They're disinfecting left and right. But what I would suggest you do is just give them a call and discuss your particular needs and challenges for them, because Cooper Systems can build a computer to fit them precisely. Joined now by John Martin. John Martin is half of Jason and John. We talk to him every Wednesday, and we start, as ever, with a mental health check. John, how are you?
I'm pretty much, I don't think I've given you a much different answer for the last, 6 weeks. I think I've pretty much been consistent with how I feel. I mean,
well, recently, at some point in the last month, maybe a little long, you said you were bipolar and needed to seek help.
Oh, that's pretty much always true, though. That's not been brought on by the pandemic.
You were feeling it, and people were calling with concern. What's interesting to me is, so you, even as, like, you seem like you're in a pretty good place, even mm-hmm. as, so we have, schools being canceled. Is Sam, by the way, teaching virtually? What's the situation there?
No, Sam's school is not canceled. Sam's school is the opposite of canceled. She's getting kids 5 days a week.
She is getting kids 5 days. And when was she told that decision? Been all along?
Well, that was the original plan. And then they changed maybe 2 weeks ago to hybrid, maybe kids going in school 2 days a week. And then, the parents protested.
She's in the Collierville School District?
Correct, yeah.
I see. And so then they went back to 5 days a week. So she will be, it'll be school. And what's her classroom going to be like? How old are the kids?
The kids are in third grade.
And is she supposed to keep them distant from one another?
Well, yeah, I mean, it's going to be a hellacious year for sure. The kids have to wear masks, all of them. If you're in the third grade and above, you have to wear a mask. they have to eat in the classroom.
Right. That's is like that tough on her though? Because now she's normally if you take them to
that's the
break
biggest
time,
I think.
Right? Yeah.
Like that's the biggest sort of contention for Sam and is the fact that not only does she not get a break, but then the kids start breathing. You know, in the room.
Oh, they're eating and breathing because they take their masks off.
Yeah. So it's a really hellacious situation. Like I told her, I said, babe, I said, if we could get 150 to take the NFL opt out, you know, I would definitely do it. But unfortunately, teachers don't have the option to opt out.
Let me ask you this. Do you think, broadly speaking, teachers are in favor of this? Like parents
in favor of
in favor of 5 days a week in person?
Not at all.
Why would they be?
Right, because you're already asking them to do a lot.
You're asking them to risk their health, right? I mean, you're literally
right.
I mean,
right.
Where, let's be honest. How in life, generally speaking. Where do germs spread, right? I mean, we've had Dr. McCullers has said this. Like the flu, one of the major places where the flu spreads every year is like kids in school and bringing it home and whatever else.
They had to close it last year. Remember? They had to close it. They had to close like Collierville schools for 2 days before COVID.
Because of the flu? I don't remember that.
Yes.
So, I mean, it is literally the transmitter, and you're asking your teachers to go in there and give it your best shot for – a minimum amount of pay. Now, mind you, like right. There are other frontline workers who are out there doing stuff. Whether you're, working at a grocery store, or working at a restaurant,
yep.
or like there's,
yep.
but
no, it's true. I mean, that's not untrue.
It is. It is a hell of a thing, and it's going to be harder. The job is harder too. You're risking your health, and because of all these other protocols, the job is harder. And how much of a raise has gone along with it?
I will have to double check with her, but I believe we were going to get 0% this year.
I'm talking about the danger pay. I'm talking about the what do they call that pay?
Hazard pay.
I'm talking about the hazard pay. How much is it? 20%?
Yeah, I think I'm going to have to double check with her, but I think they bumped that up to 0% this year. you're asking teachers to be, educators. You're asking them to be epidemiologists. You're asking them to be babysitters.
I think it's unfair. I'll be honest. I think it's totally unfair. I totally get it for the kids. I get the parents want their kids to be in school, right? Because from the parents' perspective, they're thinking, if my kid gets it, kid's fine. Parents not thinking about the teachers.
Well,
They're just not. Right.
I'm going to go ahead and make an announcement right here, right now.
Yeah.
If Sam gets any false email from a parent this year, I'm going to email him back.
What do you mean false email? You mean what do you
like,
mean?
If a parent tries to pop off,
do they occasionally in school? My Johnny.
Do they occasionally? What are you talking about? Parents are the worst. Oh my God.
What do you mean?
Parents always complain about everything.
Oh, you get emails from parents complaining. God, email sucks for teachers too, doesn't it?
Oh, that's what I'm saying. So,
does a teacher get them every day?
I wouldn't say every day. I would not say every day. No.
Okay.
She does not get them every day.
And of course, Sam's great, so she probably gets fewer than most. But yes.
Sam is tenured at 28.
Right.
So she is one of the best.
Creme de la creme, the top of the top, right?
And I'm just letting everybody know right now.
If anyone sends an email, you're going to get an email from John Martin back.
I would say, shut your ass up.
What's the subject heading going to be? Shut your ass up is going to be the subject heading?
Exactly. Shut your ass up. You're lucky you're getting anything at all.
That is tough, man. When does she start?
She's already in service now. She gets kids, I believe, August 14th.
Why don't you let her support her in a life of leisure? Just tell her to come on home, babe.
Well, I told her. I said, listen, here's the thing. We can make it, but what the hell are you going to do in 2021? I mean, you can't just go back. You know, I mean,
you can't take a year off and come back like Star Latudele.
Right, exactly. Like that's exactly right.
I mean you're not getting the 150 that Star Latudele is getting anyway. But
I'll be honest. Like,
teacher should be allowed to take off and come back even if unpaid, but she can't do that if she wanted to.
I don't believe. Well, it's just not something that we've explored. But I don't believe they're going to hold your spot for you. You know. Because those kids have to be
taught by someone
and educated. I mean, yeah. So listen, I understand. Like, this sucks for everybody, parents included. I get it, man. I totally understand that everybody's in a bad situation. There's no right answer.
There's no right answer. Anyway, so you were in a good mood till I started talking about Sam's situation. But here's the truth. So this is what I was getting at. Even as like schools are, you've got that issue on your hands. You got college, UConn canceled their football team. Now, mind you, they had really already canceled their football schedule by leaving the AAC and basically saying, you know, screw this. But whatever. Like, college football is certainly in peril. Baseball's struggling. You know, the Congress can't come to grips on can't agree on a bailout plan, and our numbers, although they're starting to nose over, are still embarrassing and depressing. You seem to have come to terms with it. Like, you're not in the low place that you have been previously. And do you think that's what's happened? We as a society have fundamentally just accepted this as the new normal a little bit? Is that what's happening for you mentally?
Well, I don't know what else you'd like me to do.
What are my options? Well, no, the options are you could be incredibly depressed about it, but you're not.
I mean, man, this has been every day for 5 months, you know? Like, at some point, this is the way it is.
What makes you happy in your life, John?
What makes me happy in my life?
Yeah,
my
let's
wife.
Focus on that.
My wife makes me happy in my life. My dogs make me happy in my life. Nobody that I'm close with has really gotten COVID. Nobody that I know has died of COVID. I'm not on Facebook, so I don't see what people are saying on Facebook. That makes me happy. I'm happy that we do have basketball. You know, I love basketball.
And you still got two jobs. You still got two jobs. Okay, good.
I love the idea.
And
they
seem to be putting up a partition here, John. When I was in here yesterday, there was a Skip and Dan were in here, and they were looking at the table, and they're going to put up a partition. And so, I think the partition plan means that you and Jason will be back, both of you, in studio with Brad on the other side of the glass.
As well as Giannotto and Jeffrey.
And Giannotto and Jeffrey. Is that happening? Giannotto, Jeffrey, let's speak to Jeffrey. Are you aware of the partition plan?
Yes, because I sent Dan and Skip in to see you yesterday because they came.
I see. And when is it going to be? When is the partition going to be activated?
My understanding is next week, but do not hold me to that.
You'll be everyone, the whole team's back together next week.
Fingers crossed.
All right. I look forward to that. All right.
That makes me happy. It makes me happy to be in the same studio as Jason doing a show like normal again.
Yeah, that'll be fun. So, okay. Jaren Jackson Jr., that was depressing, wasn't it?
Yes, it was. It was just another day. And I mean, I was just getting over the explosion and, over there, you know.
Those aren't really like things, you know, 100 people dying in an explosion and a man tearing his meniscus and being out.
I was just sort of starting to process that. And then I get on Twitter and Woj hits me with, I guess it's not appropriate to use Woj bomb in this instance, but, he hits me with that news that the Grizzlies have announced that Jaren is out for the year. So, it was just another day in 2020, man. Just another day in 2020.
We were exploring.
I'm going to be honest, though, man. Uh-huh. I'm going to be honest. After all we've been through in 2020, like a torn meniscus, you know,
I think there's two ways to look at it. You can say, I guess my point is, I'm sick of putting things in perspective. You know, like, okay, it's too bad that we had no graduation, but people are dying. It's too bad that, there's going to be no football, but people are, you know, out of work. It's too bad. And so I was enjoying the Grizzlies just to enjoy the Grizzlies, right? Like,
right.
Just to enjoy the Grizzlies. I'm sick of putting things in perspective. It was just last Friday that we were saying, my God, isn't this great? They're back. It's Tuesday. We had from Friday until Tuesday, and that was it before the gut punch. And so the question I was asking in the first segment was, in terms of, now I think you were in a little bit of a different place because you'd already, because of the 0-3, kind of started to give up on these Grizz, these plucky bubble Grizz. For me, this was a real gut punch, and I asked the question, the biggest Memphis sports gut punch since. But phrased that way, it seems pretty obvious to me. The biggest gut punch since, the answer to that is James Wiseman left the team, right?
Yeah.
And that was a bigger gut punch, don't you think?
Yeah, that was definitely a bigger gut punch for sure, because Jared's coming back, man. Like, Jared's going to be fine. Jared's going to be a part of this franchise for the next 10 years, and he's going to be a big part of it. And he's going to be, you know, he's going to recover from this injury, and he and Ja are going to win lots of games together. When James left, that was like a symbol of, wow, what great potential washed down the drain.
That was a hell of a gut punch. Now, mind you, you and I both knew it was coming before it was revealed, and so it wasn't quite the, like, moment of gut punch,
yeah.
You know. But yeah. That was a bigger emotional blow. So one of the things I think that's the correct answer, unless you're just talking about the season being canceled. Like, that was a gut punch, but that's not a Memphis gut punch. In terms of other emotionally deflating moments as a Memphis sports fan, now some of these, maybe they're, you know, some of these, they're apples and oranges. The Mario Chalmers shot is a competitive gut punch, and that is the biggest gut punch. And I guess Rex Dockery's plane crash is the biggest is the gut punch in the history of the program. Like,
well, I wasn't around for that.
Different,
I don't really.
And kind of a, again, different category. A man, people dying is kind of different. So, the Chalmers is a much bigger gut punch than Wiseman or anything else. Can you think of other things that were? Was Cal leaving a gut punch?
Was Cal leaving was a death blow.
Yeah, but it wasn't a gut punch. Like, it wasn't because it wasn't sudden.
Cal leaving was like the program was hanging in the balance, man.
It's funny. People talk themselves into it's going to be fine. It's going to roll on. It did not. It was not.
It still has not recovered fully.
No.
Memphis basketball is like, Cal was like our economy pre-COVID.
And then best ever in the history of the world? Is that what you're saying?
And then when we figure this out, man, it's going to take probably 10 to 11 years to get back to pre-COVID levels.
What else? So Jeffrey mentioned the I lose track, Jeffrey. Which one was it again?
It was the 2017 AAC championship game.
So there were two championship games, one here and one there, both of which they led at the half.
No. This game was yes, they did lead at the half, but this was the Riley Ferguson two overtime special. This game was
the one in
back and forth.
That wasn't a gut punch. That was just thrilling.
Whatever, yeah.
Well, there was. I mean, it ended deflatingly, and Riley had a field goal to win the game at the buzzer. Or, well, I guess like 20 seconds.
I think
left.
The bigger gut punch was, which was the one again?
The 31-7.
Again, we talked about this in the first segment, where they were up at the half.
2018.
Couldn't stop Daryl Henderson doing everything. That was 2018.
Correct. That was the next year. That team was 8-4.
That was a regular season game, right?
No. It was the championship game, but it was the weird year where 5-3 won the division. Memphis.
Yeah, but it was – they had them on the damn ropes.
They were going to win the conference title. At their place.
At their place. They were kicking their ass. That, to me, was a real gut punch. How about the Tennessee-Memphis basketball game? Was that a gut punch? That was just kind of thrilling, wasn't it? Or was that a gut punch?
No, I think that was definitely a gut punch. Yeah, that was a good punch because it's here in Memphis. It's the highest rated college basketball game ever, and you know your undefeated season is over at the hands of Tennessee. It wasn't devastating, but it definitely did hurt. You wanted to win that game.
Were you? I forget how old you are and where you fit into the history here. David Vaughn's injury is one that people have mentioned. Do you have any recollection of that?
No.
See, because I think that was a gut punch.
I don't remember anything before I was 15. Everything before that is kind of a blur.
I mean, I've certainly had gut punches, but, you know, but I'll tell you what was a gut punch. You know,
losing four Super Bowls in a row?
No, there are two in my life, the biggest sporting gut punches, and it's not really close. I mean, Chalmers is there, right?
Yep.
But the four Super Bowls in a row, they are not created equal.
The first one's the most devastating.
The two biggest gut punches are very clearly the Scott Norwood missing the field goal that would have literally won the Super Bowl for the Buffalo Bills. That was a gut punch. And the Music City Miracle. That's insane that happened. Now, that wasn't a Super Bowl, but that was – oh, come on, man. Seriously, that just happened? And that was a
– in Nashville, no less?
I was there covering the freaking game. And in Nashville – yes. And that was ridiculous. All right, so what are you looking forward to in the world of sports, John?
Well, I am looking for.
Man, you sure are coming out of the chutes hot on that one.
I don't want to jinx it. I don't want to jeopardize it by it. Because everything you want in 2020, it's going to cancel.
Turn to dust in your hands.
2020 is going to snap its fingers like Thanos, you know? I am looking forward to college basketball. I'm looking forward to college basketball. I would say college football, but I don't want to.
What are you hearing about the what's happening inside the Memphis Tiger basketball bubble?
Well, it's definitely not a bubble. I mean, nothing different. I mean, nothing different from really the last few weeks. I do think they're going to get a commitment from this kid, Josh Minot, who's going to be a top 50 player probably when it's all said and done. I think they're going to get a commitment from him this weekend. They've done a good job with him.
And tell me about him as a player.
6'8", 6'7", can do a lot of different things on the court, play multiple positions, long, athletic, can finish at the rim. You know, they see him as a versatile sort of do-it-all kind of player.
Is he a two? Is he a three? What is he?
Yeah, he's kind of a wing. Yeah, who they feel like maybe
he's a long wing. Yeah.
Yeah, it just depends on sort of the matchups, but maybe can even defend a little bit of the four. And it's just one of those guys who you want to have in your program, who you don't have to worry about necessarily going to the NBA after 1 year. It's nice to have a blend of guys who are going to be in the program. We've talked about it. I mean, you win with experience in college basketball, and Penny needs some of that. So I think this kid could certainly be in his program for 2 to 3 years, and I think Memphis fans will come to really like him.
Class of 21?
Yeah, he'll be the first 21 commit if it goes that way. So, I was thinking about the Grizzlies' gut punches too. You know, like there aren't many per se moments that are gut punches. There are things that happen over time, like slowly. Like Hasheem Thabeet was a gut punch.
Yeah, that wasn't a gut punch. Right.
Right. It was
that was a freaking disaster. Chandler Parsons wasn't a gut punch. We're talking about the being hit with the news. Boom. Right.
Right.
This happens.
Exactly.
Ugh. You're left reeling. And there's nothing real. Unless some people. But even if you thought the drafting of Hasheem Thabeet was a mistake, as many did, it wasn't. You still could, okay, maybe he'll be good. Like,
right.
You try to talk yourself into it.
It still took time to decipher whether or not he was talented and what the rest of that draft class ended up doing with their careers.
It is funny. Like, these things are so almost inappropriate to mix because, you know, Rex Dockery's death is nothing like giving up a halftime lead in a championship game, right? But I'll do it anyway. I mean, literally the other ridiculous, horrible gut punch that this franchise has taken is when Don Poyer died. I mean, that was just and of course, again, we're talking apples and oranges here. That was oh my God, I can't believe that. I guess when it happened yesterday, I'm just so sick of putting things in perspective. I just wanted to have something that I could enjoy. And even at 0-3, I could enjoy these, you know, I was looking forward to today's game. I feel very differently about today's game than I would have if Jaren Jackson's playing. Like, I don't really care now, you know?
Well, yeah, no, I understand. I mean, I was pretty much, I've said time and time again, I'm just not invested in whether they win or lose these games. But now you certainly can't be invested in whether they win or lose these games.
I was deeply invested. I mean, I went from Friday feeling just this feeling of elation to be invested in something again, and now I'm just not. Because
I'll tell you what you can invest in. I'll tell you what you can invest in.
It's too late for Amazon. I'd have missed that.
Just keep investing in the. I'll tell you this. I took a flyer. This is free
financial
advice.
Now we're getting stock tips from John Martin.
Hold on. I took a flyer on a penny stock a couple months ago.
Yeah, what was it?
Called Revive Therapeutics. Yeah, I think it's RVVTF.
Revive Therapeutics, and how much did you buy?
I Googled speculative COVID stocks.
Okay.
And that one came up.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.